Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Monday, December 16th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today. Traders welcome U.S.-China trade deal. What's in the U.S.-China trade deal? And Scottish referendum ruled out. Leading today's news. Stocks across the globe are going green again as investors digest the Phase 1 trade deal, which is expected to nearly double U.S. exports to China over the next 2 years. Shanghai is ahead by 0.6%, and the Euro Stoxx 50 up 0.8%, while the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq futures are 0.4% higher, and the Dow is expected to tack on 60 points at the open. Over in Britain, the FTSE 100 is advancing 2% for the second session on reduced uncertainty as Prime Minister Boris Johnson eyes a Parliament vote before Christmas to get Brexit done. In other news, besides agreeing to buy around $200 billion worth of American-made goods, China said it would crack down on intellectual property theft, forced technology transfers, and deepen access to its financial markets. Beijing also suspended additional tariffs on some U.S. goods that were meant to be implemented on December 15th, as the U.S. held off on new duties and reduced existing levies. The deal, after proofreading and legal checks, will be signed in the first week of 2020. We have just seen what happens when politicians try to overturn a referendum result, Senior Cabinet Minister Michael Gove told Sky News. We were told in 2014 that would be the choice for a generation. We are not going to have an independence referendum in Scotland. You cannot hold Scotland in the Union against its will, SNP leader Nicola Sturgeon responded. You cannot just lock us in a cupboard and turn the key and hope that everything goes away. If the UK is to continue, then it can only be by consent. Mexico is protesting the call for up to 5 U.S. attachés in Mexico to track the enforcement of its labor laws and ensure compliance with the new USMCA. The version of the deal President Trump sent to Congress on Friday to be ratified included the provision, but the draft that Mexico agreed to and signed did not, the Wall Street Journal reports. Announcement coming? Mexico trade negotiator Jesus Seed traveled to Washington on Sunday to talk over the details with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and other U.S. lawmakers. Boeing is down 2.4% pre-market on reports that the plane maker could either suspend or cut back production of the 737 MAX after failing to meet its own deadline for the FAA recertification for the grounded jet. A board decision, which could heap further pressure on airlines, could come today. Carriers are already paying higher rates to lease planes to make up for the loss in capacity, while delays to their expansion plans are holding back revenue growth, said Shakur Yusuf of Endow Analytics in Malaysia. Morgan Stanley held its second annual Space Summit last week, with analyst Adam Jonas telling CNBC the New York City event tripled the investor count compared to last year's conference, and we ran out of room. Investor interest in space is really, really growing, Jonas declared, but there are still knowledge gaps and, in the public support for space, that's what had been lacking. The event featured multiple panels, including leaders from companies like Virgin Galactic, Viasat, Intelsat, Maxar Technologies, Parsons, and Jacobs Engineering. China's ambassador to Germany has threatened Berlin with retaliation if it excludes Huawei as a supplier of 5G wireless equipment, citing the millions of vehicles German carmakers sell in China. Chancellor Angela Merkel's government has been widely accused of bowing to Chinese pressure after she ruled out banning Huawei from the country's 5G network. Lawmakers from her ruling coalition are seeking to overrule her decision with legislation that would impose a ban on untrustworthy 5G vendors. DuPont has reached a deal to combine its $26 billion nutrition business with International Flavors and Fragrances under a 55.4% to 44.6% structure that will also see DuPont get a one-time cash payment of $7.3 billion. The company will be a major supplier of soy protein and binders for plant-based meat alternatives, as well as capsules for the pharma industry and scents for household cleaning products. It continues a multi-year strategy that saw the breakup of DowDuPont after a merger in 2015 into three standalone companies, DowDuPont Incorporated and Corteva. Dow is up 1.9% pre-market, and International Flavors and Fragrances is down 6% pre-market. At the top of the box office for 3 weeks, Disney's Frozen 2 has lost its crown to Jumanji: The Next Level, but not before the film crossed the $1 billion milestone. The animated comedy is now the sixth Disney release of the year to join the Billion Dollar Club, and the eighth title of 2019 thus far. Disney isn't done yet. This coming weekend will feature the debut of Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker, another movie that's all but guaranteed to pass the $1 billion mark. Sparring for 2 weeks in Madrid at the annual UN Climate Summit, delegates from nearly 200 nations failed to strengthen targets to cut emissions or to create a global carbon trading system, two main goals of the 2015 Paris Accord. Funding and financing to assist developing countries transition into less polluting technology also proved contentious. The EU already committed to reaching net zero emissions by 2050 on Friday in an effort to counter the backtracking among major powers. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the U.S. futures are all set to open in the green, with gold flat and crude oil slightly down. On today's economic calendar, the PMI Composite Flash is out at 9:45 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.